I'm Rona Tarrant. The Bishop of Buffalo has said a 60 Minutes report into his handling of abuse accusations was incomplete, and he declined to take part because he was focusing on the continued efforts of the US Church to improve policies and protections. Bishop Richard Malone issued the statement publicly after a former church employee leaked documents that indicated the bishops allowed priests to stay in ministry despite abuse allegations made against them. Siobhan O'Connor alleged the diocese was primarily concerned with protecting the reputation and assets of the church. In Texas, the Bishop of Brownsville has said he will not allow two church properties to be used for the planned U.S. border wall with Mexico. The diocese has received notice the federal government filed with the courts to seek right of entry on the property. However, Bishop Daniel Flores said the property cannot be used to construct the wall, as it would limit the freedom of the church to exercise its mission in the valley. A Pakistani court has overturned the death sentence of a Christian woman convicted of blasphemy in a case that has polarised the nation. Asia Bibi was convicted in 2010 after being accused of insulting the Prophet Muhammad in an argument with her neighbours. She has always maintained her innocence but has spent most of the past 8 years in solitary confinement. The landmark ruling was met with some protest by hardliners who support strong blasphemy laws. Discussion and voting on concrete measures to address the abuse crisis and a day of spiritual discernment and prayer will top the agenda for the US bishops when they meet from November 12th to 14th for the Fall General Assembly in Baltimore. A statement from the bishops said public sessions of the assembly will be live-streamed, live-tweeted and carried via satellite. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.